is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
How's it going?
Oh, that depends. For me personally, it's good. Things are good. See, unless, of course, we're in the possible future where the muscle boy near the door gets into an argument with his girlfriend, which causes her to storm away and bump into the guy carrying the stuffed mushrooms, who then dumps the tray onto those sailors on me, and a shoving match breaks out and they crash into the coffee table here, in which case I got to move my plate, like right now. Or if it's the possible future in which the pastrami sandwich I'm eating causes me gastric distress. But thankfully, your friend, sir, will offer some of the antacids he carries in his right pocket, so good, I'll be good. Except in the case of the possible future where I have to leave in 2.5 minutes just before he has a chance to offer me the antacids. So, on the whole, I'd have to say not good. I am not good.
Hey, welcome back here live with Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess, and it's good to have you tuned in this evening. And if you're just tuning in right now, I was telling a story earlier tonight about catching the big fish, and I had gone fishing recently, last few days, and out in the ocean, out in Belize, and actually caught a big, large barracuda. And at the time, I was having to muscle through having some sour stomach because I had some bad tacos.
Now, there's a lot of gastric issues going on tonight.
You know? It has been a theme, hasn't it? It's the theme. Anybody have any Rolaids? Tums out there? Tums.
Right.
I don't know. Where y'all been, by the way?
We went out. We got some tacos.
You hear what I'm saying, boo-boo?
You went out and got some tacos?
Yeah.
The meatloaf!
I don't want any of those tacos.
You don't want any tacos?
You're done with tacos for a while?
I've cut them off right now. They are not my friend.
What about the mom's meatloaf? Do you want that?
Might be okay. I haven't had meatloaf in a while. Oh, no, I don't eat meat, though, so I can't do that.
Oh, okay.
Unless it's tuna.
Nicer.
I'm not a big tuna meatloaf fan, though. Maybe tofurkey or tofu, but I don't know. So we're talking tonight about focus, right? And so, Billy Boy, Dano.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, awesome. We're going to talk about focus on a multidimensional plane. Wow, that sounds pretty cool. We're going to talk about focus across our lives, about where it all intersects, and about how my allegory on the fish, it was a real story, but, you know, it's kind of like an allegory, because you have the big fish, which is a barracuda in my case, and all these things that are kind of in my way, sour stomach, feeling sick, feeling like I'm going to upchuck, that kind of thing, already have doing that, and having to push that out of my thought process so that I can actually not only embrace the situation, but also experience the situation in a certain light. At the same time, keeping my eye on this big fish, but also later on down the road, realizing that it wasn't all about the fish, it was about the experience. And really, after catching it, it kind of changed the experience in maybe not a such a maybe great way for me. So, I mean, let's talk about focus in y'all's lives. Do you see what I'm saying in this situation?
Yeah, I mean, you went in with one scenario in mind, and you came out with a completely different, you know,
situation.
Yeah, and you got something else completely out of it that you didn't foresee.
Totally correct. And had I had, you know, because there's so many other options, I could have literally gone back to the dock because I was feeling too sick, which most people would have done.
That's what I would have done, because I get like air sick or seasick really bad. And I'd be like, y'all have a good time.
Especially if you ate some questionable tacos on the way there, which even made it worse. And then you're not, and this isn't lake water we're talking about, guys. You know, this is
where's the Tylenol?
And man, I didn't have anything. I didn't think you have anything to help me. So you know what I'm talking about, Dano. You know, life is kind of like this allegory of being on this boat and trying to keep in perspective this thing, but having to deal with all these other things in life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because you have one expectation of how the trip is going to be, you know, and then you go and you get on the boat, and then, of course, you know, you're not feeling well. So that changes how your expectation is going to be for the trip so far.
And put this into your life scenario. So, I mean, I'm sure it's not a mystery to listeners that, you know, I'm working on having my own TV show. I don't think that's a mystery. I think we can go on and take that mystery out of the game. I definitely want to continue to grow this radio show, and I want it to be all over the United States and all over the world, for that matter. And I think it's so great that it can be.
We're all rooting for you.
God bless y'all.
What about that raise?
You'll be definitely getting a raise. Definitely. No, I'm not.
I'm
not
funny like I'm a clown.
I'm not pinching pennies here, or dimes or bills. We're going to do something big. We're going to do something big. And we're already working on that. And so that's not a big mystery. And so for listeners, you already know that. So now let's talk about y'all's dreams. Let's talk about those dreams in perspective of the big fish. Okay, so in my concept right now, we can talk about the big fish would be a TV show, right?
Right.
You know? So that would be mine. But it's also about getting there and the process and the experience on the way. So what would be considered, you know, one of your big fish?
Well, I mean, my ultimate goal is I want to become a sports broadcaster.
Very
you
know, cool.
Be a play-by-play guy.
That's awesome. I'll listen to you.
And,
I like that.
I just think, how cool would it be, because I'm such a sports nut, how cool would it be for me to actually get to go to games and run my mouth about them and get paid for it?
Yeah, okay, well, I get to sit up front with you, too, some games. Not all the time, but just a little bit. You know.
One or two a season, huh?
Okay, one or two a season. Yeah, I'll be limited to one or two a season.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have to put limits on you.
Everybody listening knows that I'm kind of a sports junkie myself. So, yeah, there's definitely got to be put limits on. But I would definitely love to listen to you. I'd love to be able to crank on the TV. And, you know, and it's like Billy Boy's over there giving the play-by-play. It'd be awesome. I mean, I don't know anybody else that could do it any better. I think you'd do a great job.
Well, I appreciate that. Can you get in touch with the station, you know, manager
here? We'll discuss it. Yeah, we'll make something happen. Yeah, we'll talk about that afterwards. But on the sidebar, you have things that you're dealing with.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about that here in a little bit. Dana, what is one of your big fish right now?
One of my big fish is to actually get like a full-time job in the radio business. Like, I would actually like to be on air. I know we discussed it one night, you know, with like our goals and dreams and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually what I would like to do as well. You know, I know Bill mentioned it, you know, but that's basically, you know, what I'm trying to achieve right now.
Awesome. Well, I mean, I would think it would be odd if you were here and you didn't want to do that. I mean, if you didn't want to be involved with radio, I'd be like, I would walk out of here immediately, because radio is a tough job, guys. I know that listening to the show, you know how it is. I mean, you know, we come up here all the time, various studios, what have you, and it's, you know, and sometimes it's really great, and it can be a real great pat on the back, and other times, you know, you're up against the Super Bowl, you're up against the Emmys, you're up against the Golden Globes, you're up against this, you're up against that, you're up against somebody having a baby on some reality show, okay? And eventually, sometimes you're really happy with what's going on, but in the process, you might get a little, you know, worn out. And so, Dana, I think that's very awesome that you want to do that, and I think you're going to be awesome at it. And I know it'll work. I know this is going to happen for you. But in the process, we're all going through this stuff. Now, I don't know about what all y'all's stuff is. In my story, I was obviously going through a sour stomach. And I did not have any Rolaids. I didn't have any options. I had to muscle through it. And I think that really applies to everybody else's life. Whether your family, whether it's a mother that's sick that you're having to take care of, whether you're in a car accident, whether you're dealing with a spouse or having children or having a deadbeat, you know, spouse is not helping you, or whatever it is, or you're having to work two jobs, whatever it is that's going on that you're having to deal with, plus the other stuff that you're dealing with, that's the peripheral stuff. That's the stuff that you have to deal with. That's the stuff that can get in the way of enjoying life, of enjoying the journey, right? Because sometimes that you lose focus of it because you got all that going on. You might just pack it up and say, hey, I'm done. But then sometimes you just have to experience it and be a part of life, because if you're only focusing on that one thing, for example, you know, Billy, if you're only focusing on just the sportscaster and I'm only focusing on just the TV show and Daniel, you're only focusing on the radio show, all the stuff on in the process we kind of forget and lose.
Well, maybe the old cliche it works here. You got to be careful not to see the forest for the trees. You know, if you just laser focus on just one thing, you're missing everything else that's going on around you.
That's true. You are. And that's the thing. If you don't see that, if you can't see around you, if you don't accept what's happening, and I think a lot of times this is how we lose this perspective. You have this big fish in mind. You want it really, really bad. You work really, really hard on a daily basis to try to attain this, okay? Over and over again, day after day, month after month, year after year, okay? And in those processes, you're getting closer, but sometimes it can even feel that you're even farther away than you were. and you can start only focusing on that one big fish. And you miss out on all of this stuff, because if I was only focusing on the big fish of having the TV show, the national TV show, I wouldn't focus on having great content. I wouldn't focus on writing great radio shows. I wouldn't focus on having great people on my show with me. I wouldn't focus on any of that. All this would fall by the wayside, and all of you that are listening would say, I'm tuning this out.
Right.
This isn't that good. Okay, this has been done before, and it sucks, and I don't like it. But instead, you say, man, this is a great show, and every week, every time I tune in, I get something out of it, whether I'm laughing my butt off or I'm taking something to heart. Either way. But if I only focused on that big fish, you would not be saying that, and somebody else would be in this time slot. Okay? And I think all of us listening and all of us here have dealt with that, because sometimes it's putting it in perspective, but still having that goal in mind and not losing it, not going back up to the dock, you know, pushing through it, but still experiencing in that situation the water and the actual casting and the actual process of the fishing and the actual waiting and the patience and all that, and allowing that experience to be, and not being like, wow, this is like a big horsefly in my face that won't stop flying around. I want to swat my life journey out of my way and just focus on the one thing I want. But that loses, you lose everything that way.
You know, and this may be kind of a weird analogy, but kind of a story that I once heard. Do you know how to catch a monkey?
How?
Here's what you do. You get a gourd. All right, or like a melon or something. You hollow it out.
Okay.
And then you put like a piece of fruit or something shiny in it.
Okay.
So the monkey comes along, and he puts his hand in it, and he's caught. Why? Because he can't let go of what he wants, and so his fist is stuck.
That's interesting.
You know what I mean? And just you kind of saying that, for some reason that image just popped in my head. And I think we can become so focused on that one thing that we want, you can get caught.
That's true. And there could be melons or whatever all around him.
Yeah.
I mean, there could be shiny things or whatever he wants all around, but he doesn't focus on them because he only focuses on the one, and he loses sight of all the other things going on and
exactly. Everything
else that's available to him. That's awesome. I like that. Hey, so we're going to leave that in mind right now. When we come back, we're talking more about intent. We're going to talk about, you know, focusing on the big fish, but we're going to also talk about cherishing and embracing the big picture. And I think we're getting to the bottom of this. I think we're figuring out this, because this is something that we as humans have had to deal with this for forever. And us as individuals have to deal with it for sure, because if you have any sort of dreams or ambitions of any sort, it doesn't matter if it's career-wise or not. It doesn't matter what it is. You have to put it all in perspective, because when you don't, it can take over your world. However, on the flip-flop, if you just let it go, like just going back to the dock and not worrying about it and saying, well, got a sour stomach, I'm feeling pretty bad, I'm going to need to lay down. Well, instead of doing that and muscling through it, I had an experience that I never would have had. So stay tuned, because guess what? We got a lot more to talk about. And I think there's a lot of things to think about. And these are some things that you can take through the next few days and really kind of analyze in your life and really put things and set things into perspective. So stay tuned, because your host, Ashley Burgess, and Perspectives will be back in what? We'll be back in, you know what? We'll be back in two shakes.
150 miles per gallon. Feeling the wind in your hair. Smelling the roses at 30 miles per hour. Never worrying about parking. Lightweight, sturdy, and the feeling of freedom at your hands. Bringing the past into the future. Jake's Custom Motorbikes is now offering custom, unique, and affordable alternative transportation. Like the Harleys and Indians of yesteryear, brand new lightweight motorized bikes for under $3,000. Starting at $750, thejakebike.com offers made for you custom motorized bicycles, the newest craze in alternative, fuel-efficient transportation with style. Check out thejakebike.com to order yours today. That's thejakebike.com. Mention KLIF for a 10% discount on your custom motorized bike. Jake's Custom Motorbikes. Thejakebike.com.